Sphere Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0414 281 4082.
Good afternoon. Mike Coates now in the wheelhouse for the rest of Swing Time. My thanks to co-presenter John Yule for his very entertaining first hour today. With a jazz tune with a title of Sweets Bread, many jazz fans would hazard a guess that trumpeter Harry Sweets Edison would be involved in some way. They would be correct, as we heard in my first selection this afternoon. He was to be found in the studio big band led by Manny Albom. The track, Sweet Bread, was played by Manny Albom and the jazz greats of our time. Well, that was of the time at that time, which I'll come to in a minute. But the jazz greats were Conti Candoli and Harry Sweets Edison, trumpets, Richie Kamuka, tenor, Bill Holman, tenor and baritone, Charlie Mariano, alto and baritone, Herb Geller played tenor, Stu Williamson, valve trombone, Lou Levy was the pianist, Red Mitchell bass, and Shelley Mann at the drum kit. And the time was when the track was recorded in Los Angeles on the 15th of August 1957. So it wasn't quite yesterday, was it? Manny Albom, composer and arranger, and by chance, his birthday tomorrow. My next disc is by a pianist who, at the time of the emergence of bop, played in many small groups under different leaders, but fell into obscurity by the 1970s. Quite surprising, given his activity with the likes of Parker, Gillespie and other well-known boppers in the 1940s and early 1950s. Although somewhat sparse in number, fortunately, he did continue to record from time to time. This record is from the British Spotlight album, Invitation. If you think you've heard the theme before, check out your Miles Davis Sextet's recordings of the late 1950s, and I'm sure you'll be able to track it down. The pianist in question is Al Haig, and we hear from the Al Haig Trio, Linear Motion. Al Haig Piano, Gilbert or Gilbert B.B. Rosaire on bass, and Kenny Clark is the drummer. Recorded in the Olympic Sound Studio in Barnes in London on the 10th of January 1974, Linear Motion. Thank you. Another artist who was involved with Parker, Bud Powell, Miles Davis and other bop masters of the 1940s was singer Helen Merrill. Her careful pronunciation and clever use of harmonics has always I have always admired and enjoyed. In 1959, she left the US for Europe and resided in Italy for some 5 years. This explains the recording location of the next track, which comes from an Italian TV show. Here is Helen Merrill.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places. Oh, how the ghost of you clings, these foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings, these foolish things remind me of you. winds of March that make my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? How the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street who walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
another recording of an American in Europe. Big Bill Brunsey reminding us that when the bluesmen were deep in the southern states or the Mississippi Delta, they were not always singing about gloom and despondency. Another function of their performance was to provide music for dancing. Not that I think Big Bill spent too much time in the countryside. He was usually to be found in urban areas like Chicago, or, as on one memorable night in February 1957, the stage floor of the Sheffield City Hall. A night to remember. One aspect of jazz. Oh, that was House Rent Stomp by Big Bill, solo guitar, and it was recorded in Paris on the 30th of September 1951. One aspect of jazz which has not lost its appeal over the years is the chamber jazz music, which we refer to as gypsy jazz. This applies all over the world. Indeed, it has burgeoned into an industry in its own right. Picking up on swing time, here is one of these international gypsy groups. They play Besame Mucho, and they are the Hot Club of Dublin. The makeup of the Hot Club being Fintan Gilligan, guitar and vocal, Damien Gilligan, rhythm guitar and vocal, John Gilligan on bass, and Oleg Pomonarov on violin. Good old Irish name there. It was recorded, I believe, around 2000. Besame Mucho. Thank you. the Hot Club of Dublin, all wearing berets. You are listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the second hour of Swing Time today. Well, time to introduce some glamour onto the show. Here comes Sister Sadie. She sounds like a free spirit. John Coltrane referred to this composition as the Amen number. It's played, of course, by Horace Silver with Blue Mitchell trumpet, Junior Cook tenor, Horace on piano, Gene Taylor bass and Louis Hayes drums. Recorded in the Van Gelder Studio, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on either the 29th or 30th of August or the 13th of September 1959. Here's Sister Sadie. Thank you. Well, Sister Sadie, arriving fashionably late, explained that she'd got the Baghdad blues. She'd deviated via Baghdad to buy some trinkets in the bazaar, but had been unsuccessful. One of the most prolific of Blue Note recording artists, the album on which Sadie appears, Blowing the Blues Away, was one of Horace Silver's early releases. My next selection should have been included some months ago. At the end of 2025, the Danish percussionist Marilyn Mazur passed away. Although born in the US, she moved with her family to Denmark, where she was to play an important part in Scandinavian jazz. In the 1980s, she returned to America at the invitation of Miles Davis to join his band, and completed two lengthy tours with Miles. At various times in her career, she has played alongside, amongst others, with Gil Evans, Jan Gabarek, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, Eberhard Weber, and Charlie Mariano. An indication, I feel, as to the high regard she was held in by her fellow musicians. Here she is with a group of Danish musicians. They are the Niels Thiebaud Trio, Niels Thiebaud piano, Bo Steif on bass, and Marilyn Mazur on drums. This was recorded in Scandinavia circa 1992, and it is called Unexpected.
Thank you.
A brief snapshot there of the work of Marilyn Mazur. Of all the long-serving Ellingtonian musicians, Johnny Hodges was probably the musician who played more sessions away from Ellington, but still employed by the Ellington organisation, than the others. If time permits, I'm going to finish my hour today with a couple of sessions with Hodges away from Ellington. However, as may be expected, the Duke's music features extensively in these recordings, as in this first selection, which is really devoted to Johnny Hodges. It's Jeeps Blues.
Thank you.
Not only Duke's music and Johnny Hodges, but a group of Ellingtonians under the guidance of Lawrence Brown's All Stars. The trombone solo, I believe to have been Buster Cooper. Sorry to say, time to shut up shop again. Mike Coates, thanking you for listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We expect to be back as usual next Tuesday at 1 p.m. with more jazz, swing and blues music. I do hope that you can join us. And of course, do take care out there. Johnny Hodges and unusually Jerry Mulligan take us out with Bike Beat.